Mark.
Tear Fund are just one of a huge number of charities that are working across the world. The reason we put the Tear Fund video up is because Kathy and I found it and thought it worked particularly well for today when we were thinking about sharing all that we have. And knowing that we don't go hungry, but there are people in this world who do go hungry. And as I say, Tear Fund are just one of a number of charities and projects, World Vision, UNICEF, Compassion, working across the world to try and eradicate hunger and to share what we have. So in the reading that Jill brought to us this morning, I want to pick up on three different themes, three different characters. The first one was that in our story, there was a master, someone who owns the vineyard. And we take that, when we look at the story, to be God. God who built us a perfect world for us to live in. The master leases the vineyard to tenants. And the tenants is all of us. The tenants is all of us who look after God's world, who use God's world, and who are charged to be good stewards of all that God has given us. And the third group were the servants that were sent by the master and the son. And as well as us being the tenants who are charged with looking after God's earth, we are also the servants, because we are those that are telling people about the master. We're coming back to work with God to get his share of the goods. And the son is obviously Jesus, who was sent into this world. So our three people, the master, the first person, the master plants a vineyard, God creates the world. He fences and builds a tower around the vineyard, God sends his Holy Spirit to protect us. And he builds a wine press, which shows that not everything that we need will come directly from the earth, but sometimes we might have to do something with it, with our gifts and our talents, to make it into something more useful. God has created this world, as we read in Genesis, for us to use, but also to look after us. And he protects us from the devil's schemes and gives us the Holy Spirit to walk alongside us each day. And as I say, the wine press was used by the tenants to create wine from the grapes, and they could then sell that on and make money. And we'll come back to the wine press in a minute. The second group were the tenants. So we've had the master. The second group were the tenants, those that were given charge of looking after the vineyard. They were looking after the vineyard to make wine, but they were also expected to give something back to the master. And our story starts, our story concludes at the point where the master sends the servants back to get what he has given. And God gives us this world, but he expects us to look after it, not to destroy it. There's plenty to go around, as Kathy said. If we shared, there would be more than enough for everyone to eat. But he gives us the wine press as a sign that not everything we need will come directly from the ground, but as a sign that we may have to use the other things that we've been given to get at it. Our gifts, our talents, using our brains. Grapes must be pressed to get wine. Corn must be processed to get bread. But also more than that, and I was struck this summer as I was reading some news this summer about lithium. Now, I don't know how many of you know about lithium. Lithium is something that will make batteries in your phones, in laptops. Lithium is also the thing that makes batteries in cars. And there's been a lot of talk about cars of the future, Dyson creating a car that will have a lithium battery. And lithium comes from the ground, which I had no idea about. And in Cornwall, where they mine tin for hundreds of years, and the mine is shut down, they're now opening up the same mines to go back and find the lithium that's buried in the ground and in the water. And it's just one of those things that's amazing, that what we need for batteries, for cars of the future, is in the ground and has been for hundreds of years, and we can get at it. But we have to use our brains to get there. And that's where I think the wine press says how important it is that we use what we have, our gifts and our talents, and our brains to get it. But the master expects his return from what he has done. And that's why he sends his servants. God gives us so much, but he expects that we give some of it back. That's some of our time, some of our money, some of our gifts, supporting God, supporting his church, supporting his mission in our community, in our town, and in the wider world. So the master plants a vineyard and puts people in charge. The tenants are put in charge, but are requested by the master to give some of what they grow back. The third group is the servants and the son, sent by the master, to get the master's share, but then the tenants beat them up, send them away, and even kill some of them. See, we are both the tenants in that we are given the earth to look after, to be fruitful with it. But we are also the servants. We are sent as Christians into this world to remind people of God, the Master, who created this world, who gave us this world to use, but also to be looked after. God calls us as his servants to tell others about our faith, both corporately, in a church setting, in personally, in words, and in actions, by the way we live our life and by what we do. In that way, we are doing the Master's job. We are doing what God has called us to do by looking after this world. And the passage also talks about Jesus as the Son being sent as the ultimate gift. The Master thinks that if they've beaten up my servants, they've killed my servants, they've sent them away, surely if I send my Son, that will sort it all out. They'll listen to my Son because he's my Son. But that has that harks to the story of Jesus being sent as God's Son into this world to save us, to bring us back to God, and to bring the harvest to the Master. And we should be using that experience that each of us has, or will have, or has had, of Jesus enacting in our lives to know that we can bring things back to the Master. You see, God ultimately sent Jesus as his Son to die for the world, to bring each one of us and to each one of this world back to himself, through relationship in this life and through a knowledge of the eternity that we'll spend with him in the next life. It's a challenging story to know that we are both the servants, sorry, we're both the tenants charged with looking after this earth, but also that we can be and we can be the servants sent by the Master to collect it. But the tenants are part of the group that beat up and destroy and send away. And we can be like that too. We can turn our back from God. We can turn away from what God is doing in our life. We can turn away from what God calls us to do, to share what we have with those who don't. We have that challenge to share with others what we already have, the knowledge and love of God, as well as the gifts we've been given, and to share them, whether it be our money, our time, our talents, our food, to share them with those that need it. And in our video, we saw George at the beginning, who was a 16-year-old lad. His mum and dad had died, and he was left looking after his siblings. And he was facing his neighbours, who wanted to take his land. He was facing the weather, which wasn't allowing him to grow crops. And he was facing a kind of a market around him where there isn't food available. And we should be wary not only of trouble and strife in our own community for the food bank, but for those in the world as well. So, as we were preparing this, Kathy and I was really moved by that video. And I want to encourage you that if you were moved by the video, that there is something that you can do as well. And it's an ongoing thing to give to food bank and support people in our community, but also to give to people in the wider world. Not all of us have got lots, some of us have a little. But we all have something that we can give to those who need it. So I want to encourage you that as you go home, to be challenged by what you've seen and what you heard, by the Bible, by God's word, by the story, that we should give something of what we have back to God. We should try and be more of a servant and less of a tenant. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that you give us this world. Thank you that at this harvest time, we can thank you for what you've given us. We can thank you for all that we have because of you. We pray that as we go from this place, you would challenge each one of us in our hearts and in our actions too. That we would give what we have, not holding back, knowing that to you all belongs. In Jesus' name, amen.